I'm really trying to finish writing this story, but my phone keeps buzzing. Like a lot of other Americans, I can't live with it, and I can't live without it. The truth is, smartphones keep us distracted, especially as they become increasingly popular and omnipresent. Baylor professor James Roberts conducts research on how smartphones impact users' lives and relationships.
That's the, you know, kind of the, if we were on Sesame Street, the word for the day is distraction. You know, when we have our phones, when we're using our smartphones, we're distracted, you know, from the world around, from the people across the table from us, the world around us, to anything we should be focusing on. So, yeah, that's the real, really where smartphones do their worst, is when they distract us from what we should be doing.
Today's college students especially feel the impact of smartphone distraction. According to the Pew Research Center, 85% of college-aged people own a smartphone. They're using them to check emails, look up the nearest taco joint, keep up with their friends, and organize schoolwork. The problem is, they often find that their smartphones make them less attentive to friends and less focused when they study. Roberts uses the portmanteau fubbing, that's phone snubbing, to describe the way we sometimes pay more attention to our phones than to the people around us. Outside on Baylor's campus, by the new Rosenbaum Fountain, sophomore Ashton DeWalt says,
I'd like to say that whenever I'm with people, I try not to use it that much. But then at the same time, if we're just like chilling, we're like all on our phones and nobody's talking, it's kind of awkward and sucks.
Not only do phones keep us distracted from friends, but they also distract us from our work. Caleb Bird, a senior, explains how he deals with his cell phone when he does homework.
I tend to try to not use my phone while studying, but I need to start putting it on airplane mode. I tend to check it, though, pretty often, especially if the topic's boring.
Cell phones affect how students study and interact with one another, and they even affect classroom dynamics. Roberts explains the changes he's seen in his classroom since the advent of cell phones. He says that 10 years ago, he struggled to get students to quit talking to their classmates and go back to their seats before class began.
Well, fast forward 10, 15 years now, and I come into the classroom to a very different picture. It's usually dead silent. Everybody, even people sitting right next to each other, are absorbed on their phones. There's not a word being spoken. And again, my most difficult task at that time is say, okay, phone's down, or you know, power down, and let's talk.
Roberts attributes the significant impact of smartphones to behavioral addiction. He says that people who are addicted to their smartphones demonstrate the same behaviors as people with a substance addiction. Their smartphones are a constant presence in their lives, dictate their moods, and users constantly increase their cell phone usage over time. He also noted in his research that many people exhibit withdrawal symptoms. They're stressed when they're separated from their phones. Other symptoms include conflict and relapse. The smartphone negatively impacts addicted users' relationships, but when the addicted users try to cut back or quit using their smartphones, they can't.
You know, people ask me, why do people text and drive? Why do people talk and drive? Or why do people use their smartphones when they're with people they love, their parents, their, you know, the rest of their family, their spouses? And my simple answer to that is because we, not only do we like or love our smartphones, but we're addicted to our smartphones.
So what are addicted college students and other addicted smartphone users to do? Shelby Velasquez, a sophomore, says that she and her friends, when they hang out, they put their phones in the middle of the table. Sometimes people call this a phone stack. The first one to touch their phone has to pay a fine. That's one fun strategy. Overall, Robert suggests cutting back slowly. Designating cell phone free zones like cars and bedrooms can help. And you should be aware of how much time you spend on different apps and try to limit your use. For KWBU, I'm going to have to get that. But for KWBU, I'm Avery Lill.